right, the Cardinals tracking for 19 unrestricted free agents, 3 restricted free agents. We're taking it one position group at a time. Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban, all opinions are own. Own your opinion. And when it comes to O-line, well, we have the known and the unknown. Let's start with the known.
Well, we know that A.Q. Shipley has started every game the last couple of years and done a pretty solid job at center.
Iron Man.
And we know that D.J. Humphries, even though he had injury issues last year, is rehabbing well, and they clearly are counting on him to be their left tackle. So I think that's what we know right now.
Based on the Big Red Rage, he says he's going to be ready for camp. All right, now, we ended the season, though, with the Cardinals starting 2 guards who are pending to be unrestricted free agents, and Alex Boone and Earl Watford.
Yes, they're going to be free agents, and one of the reasons they were both starting was because one starter, Mike Iupati, was hurt almost all year, and the other starter, Evan Bain, struggled, and they ended up replacing him with Watford. Obviously, those guys are around right now. We'll kind of see how that all works in the process. Jared Valdir at right tackle, also trying to see where it works in the process. You know, talking to Steve Keim recently about how he wants to build the offensive line, obviously talent matters, and passion matters, and technique matters. But durability also matters. And I thought that was an interesting comment because obviously they had a lot of injuries on the offensive line last year. And when you know that Shipley was the only one who made it through unscathed, that's something a team needs, is health on the offensive line.
You mentioned Evan Bain. We figure he might compete at center. Then you have John Wetzel, who's a swing guy. He's played both tackles. He's played both guards. But you're right. It's how do they view the ability, the availability? How does the new coaching staff view that, right? And then you take into account that Carson Palmer, over the first 5 games last year, was hit 50 times and sacked 19 times, both NFL highs.
Well, and the other issue that you have when you talk about free agency is the way the league is going. If you find a good offensive lineman on the market that's at a decent age and a good talent level, he's going to cost you a lot of money. And we're not just talking about tackles anymore. Now it's guards as well. Even centers. It does cost a lot of money. And with a team like the Cardinals who are trying to balance their cap issues and spread it around and fill a lot of holes, that's something to keep in mind.
Who stays? Who goes? Who's coming in? Well, negotiations start on March 12th. Free agency opens on March 14th.